And the infant leapt for joy in her womb. So I have a small jar here. I ask you, so can this little jar hold a great amount? No? No and yes. Well, okay. So for those who said no, all right, so, and those who say yes, how? Depends what's in it. What's the great amount that could be in it? Ah, see, you're calculating what's in it. Well, what I was thinking about more is like, it depends, right? It does depend. Depends what you're going to put in it, yeah, but also depends if you open it. Right? If it's closed, it's not going to hold very much. But once I open it, now it's going to hold as much as I put into it. Right? And of course, one could say that when it's closed, the amount of air that's in that is finite. But when I open it, one could say that the air that's in it is infinite because the air is going in and through it. And one could say the same of droplets of water. We could put water in it and close it, and that's all it will ever hold. But if one keeps it open, the water can keep flowing in and out of it, and thus could really hold infinity. The reason why I say that is by I think today's reading and the story of Mary is one of a person who opened her heart and made the finiteness of her heart open to the infinite possibility of the divinity. Because one could ask the question, how could God, who is all divine, all great, all powerful, be born in a woman so finite, so small? Well, because Mary allowed herself to be open. And the Spirit flowed in and through her, and God became part of her and then became part of all humanity. The challenge for us is to not have a closed heart, to not have a closed mind. The challenge for us, and especially for us who claim to be Christians, is to not just open our mind to new ideas, new ways, but to open up our heart so that the Spirit can flow in and through us and allow the infinite to happen. The challenge for us is, as Christians, is to allow God's incredible infinite ways to come in and through us. And that requires for us to be open. Now, this particular reading today is a really beautiful reading. It's what we call the Visitation. And tons of artwork has been painted on this for centuries. But what's incredibly important is this phrase in the middle of it: and the infant leapt for joy in her womb. Before Jesus was even born, and before John the Baptist was even born, John the Baptist was already communicating in the womb the voice. I could hear the voice of the Lord, and he leapt for joy. Now, Ron Rollheiser is a beautiful way to look. Father Ron Rollheiser is a great modern theologian, spiritualist. But he has a great way to view this, and I think it's a great way to understand all the great religions of modernity. And to say that in the seed of every person is the seed of goodness. And that there is a part of us that leaps for joy at the goodness in the other person, even when they don't believe what we believe. Maybe especially when they don't believe what we believe. But that the spark within them, the goodness that they do and they act from, gives us a leap for joy within us. That we celebrate the goodness in them because we recognize through the goodness in ourselves, the goodness of them. Now, that requires of us to open our mind and our heart. Now, why do I bring that up today? Well, Christmas is a time where we celebrate a mystery that really is beyond our comprehension. It doesn't make sense. I couldn't come up here and explain to you exactly what has happened. I can say the words, but they don't explain it. It merely states what we believe.
And the only way for us to truly immerse ourselves in the mystery of the Nativity, the mystery of God made human, is to open our minds and our hearts. But if we're going to do that, then we need to open our minds and our hearts to each other first. Because we can't open our minds to a God, a massive, infinite mystery, if we can't just open our minds and our hearts to our family and our friends. Christmas is a real challenge for us. Because we see relatives, well, we don't see very often, right? And they come and they say those things that just, well, you know what I mean, right? They get us going. And we have to open ourselves to a new way of thinking. What if we saw not the things that irritate us about them, but saw the inherent divine seed that is within them? And that whatever approximate way it is, to celebrate the goodness in them as that divine seed, and to allow then God's grace to flow through us, and to celebrate that, to open our minds, our hearts to a new way. See, the mystery of God is always beyond us. But if we open ourselves, then we can participate in the mystery. Not comprehend it, not contain it, but participate in it and let it flow through us. It requires of us to be gentle and kind, to be open-minded, open-hearted, to let the spirit of love flow through us, especially the times when we don't really feel like it. That is a gift and a challenge of Christmas. Let even the smallest actions of goodness in others be a reason to celebrate the divine spark within all of us.